Little Crow told the warriors at the soldiers' lodge to spare the women and children when they went into battle.
He did.
And that was ignored.
It was.
And the Dakota went from farm to farm and basically wiped out with tomahawk and rifle children, the women, the old people.
Yes.
The men were away at the Civil War often, and there were no guns.
No.
There was no defense. And there's reports of mutilations of the bodies afterward. So the families who did survive would return to the farm and find this horrible aftermath. And that led to a white hot rage.
It did. It did, and it still does to this day. These were the soldiers under Little Crow that were fanatical. See, our culture in the past was based on warrior societies. They lived to go to war against the Chippewa. That was an honor to go against your enemy. But that was gone when they tried to civilize, when they took their land away from the Dakotas. They're saying that these soldier lodges that they formed, which was traditional, had no one to fight with, had no one to bring honors back to their people with. This is why I think that they killed the white people. They're so fanatical about their warrior society, their warrior lodges, that they took it out on women and children. There was over 500 settlers killed along the Minnesota River. To this day, it's a black mark on our people. It is. We're sorry for that, but that's the way it is. They took out their revenge. You got to look at it too, that the Dakota, they were looking at their people that were starving to death when the government owed them money. They had warehouses full of food down there at the lower agency, the Lower Sioux. Thomas Galbraith, the Indian agent, said, no, you can't have that food. You have to wait for that money, your annuity money, to come from the government. Then we'll pass out the food. But these Indians came there, a large group came from Sisseton, and they settled around there, brought their teepees. There was over 1,000 lodges settled there. They came looking for food, and it wasn't given to them. That's what started it. But the money wasn't there. In fact, the money came the same day that the outbreak started. The same day it came to the bank. But it's too late then.